In an old mining town west of Tucson, an arts community is thriving. An historic school has been preserved into affordable artists' housing, and creatives are flocking to the desert to live there. In the next story of our Untold Arizona series, KJZZ's Casey Kuhn introduces us to the characters keeping the building alive.
This upright piano is extremely out of tune. It's being played by a musician slash photographer slash video editor in the library of a century-old school building. Bobby Narcho lives here.
It's got a lot of history here, and it's gorgeous. You know, it's grand. It's one of these grand places, and it's very spooky, too.
He's describing the Curly School in Ajo. It's where he processes his photos, eats his meals, and writes his music. Narcho grew up on the Tohono O'odham Nation just east of here. His tribe traditionally uses music to celebrate the bounties of nature, like the crops growing or the desert rain.
It is your native land, and there's a lot of culture there.
Ajo, where Narcho lives now, is like a model town at the intersection of the reservation and Mexican border. Lorraine Marquez Eiler is also Tohono O'odham.
It's history for the people. It's a lot of memories. You know, we all went to school here. I went to school here. This is where we grew up.
Ajo is a town built and ultimately abandoned by the copper mining industry. Half the population left when the mine closed, and many old homes were destroyed. On a tour of the school's wooden-floored, vaulted auditorium, Marquez Eiler reflects on her memories from high school at Curly.
There's one that will forever stick in my mind.
She was about to be a freshman in high school in this auditorium during an annual hazing incident meant to mimic a slave auction.
They went above and beyond. We were dressed in sacks, and we were marched in there, and we were sold off to a student.
How did that make you feel?
Terrible. No, it was totally embarrassing.
She grew up in the segregated Indian village built closest to the mine. That was where the Native American mine workers lived. Then there was the Mexican town and the Anglo-American town. Ajo was master designed by the developer of the giant copper mine that still looms over the town.
The plaza and the school were a place where everybody was welcome.
Tracy Taft is a former executive director of the International Sonoran Desert Alliance, or ISDA. It's a local group trying to preserve history. The ISDA took up a vision from the locals, turned the then abandoned school into affordable housing apartments for artists.
Could we use bringing artists to Ajo as a way to kind of jumpstart a new economy here?
Only about 3,000 people were left after the mine closed. Marquez Eiler says they heard the same thing from everyone, save the historic buildings.
It was just an empty space. Now it's thriving. There's all kinds of activities. It's just alive.
The school features two wings, a bell tower, and intricate carvings around the entrance, which sits about 10 feet above the street. Now the school is populated by artists like Army veteran and nature photographer Arnold Alexander.
As soon as I saw a flower through the lens, I was hooked that this is it. For some reason, this is it. You know, never look back.
Alexander lives in the old elementary school with his dog, Marley. He found the Curly School on Craigslist 9 years ago.
I'm pretty lucky to have this place because, you know, I was looking. I didn't know really what I was looking for. I knew I had to leave where I was.
Alexander's neighbor is painter Charlie Andrianov. He was born in a post-Nazi Germany refugee camp before his family moved to New York. His abstract paintings look as if you took a high-powered microscope to a spot of lichen.
Nothing in nature is simply one color. A rock, even granite, you'll find like a multiplicity of colors.
Andrianov says these stones can even seem sentient. He's able to connect with Ajo in this spiritual way.
You know, I feel more at home here because most of the people in this town are people who have suffered a lot of history, suffered from the results of being exploited, suffered from their land being exploited. So as an immigrant myself, I identify very much with their situation today.
The Curly School for Artists is home for people looking for inspiration in the desert. And it's a way of celebrating Ajo's colorful and complicated past.
There's still a lot of stories that need to be told, but that'll come.
Marquez Eiler says the success of the Curly School project is one step toward preserving those memories. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Ajo.